Last July, Efrain De La Rosa died in an immigrant detention facility in Lumpkin, Georgia, where he was being held. We know that De La Rosa was a 40-year-old Mexican immigrant, and we also know that he was the third person to die at the Stewart Detention Center, a for-profit immigrant holding facility, in the last 19 months. But if you want to know the results of Georgia's investigation into De La Rosa's death, well, you can't. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is refusing to share that information. Robin Yurovich looked into this. She's a reporter for the online publication Capital and Maine. Robin, what do you know or suspect about how De La Rosa died?
Well, what we know from news reports is that Efrain De La Rosa suffered from mental health issues, from schizophrenia, and he was in solitary confinement at Stewart for 21 days, according to a report by The Intercept. The circumstances of De La Rosa's death were very similar to those of another man who died at Stewart in 2017, Giancarlo Jimenez Joseph.
And tell us about him.
He suffered from mental health issues. He was locked in solitary confinement for about 2 weeks. He repeatedly asked for help with his mental health issues, never received it, and was found dead in his cell.
But in that case, you were able to investigate. This time around with De La Rosa, you've been stymied, haven't you?
Yes. This time around, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation has refused to release the results of its investigation.
Why is that?
Well, the person I spoke to at the GBI said that they were warned by CoreCivic, the for-profit detention company that runs Stewart for ICE, that they could not release the results of the investigation based on a federal regulation.
Was the state of Georgia able to be more specific about this federal rule?
Yes, there is a federal regulation, and it does prohibit states and localities from releasing information about immigration detainees. But I mean, one attorney that I spoke to said that this rule has its underpinnings in the Privacy Act, and the Privacy Act no longer applies to people who are deceased.
Is De La Rosa's family concerned about the situation?
Oh, yes. He has a brother who's a longtime resident in the United States, and he has family in Mexico. They're looking into it. The Mexican consulate requested information. They received only a medical report, which referred, according to the consul, to a lot of other documents that they were not provided. Early November requested additional documents, and as of early December had not heard anything.
Is there concern that this sets a precedent, that no detention center will release information after a death, an unexplained death, in future cases?
I think it is a concern, especially regarding the Stewart Detention Center. ICE and the Department of Homeland Security generally hold information very close. And in the case of Stewart, when it has been released, the same problems have been revealed over and over again. The problems that were uncovered in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation probe last year revealed insufficient medical and mental health care. Those are the same problems that were discovered by the Department of Homeland Security's own Office of Inspector General more than a year before. I visited Stewart last spring and found that some of those same issues were reported by detainees and even by a former Stewart employee. So when the information isn't released, it seems like it's even more concerning.
Robin Yurovich is a reporter for the online publication Capital and Maine. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Carol.